Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 11th of August, revealed through the lampstand. In the Old Covenant, the lampstand was one piece of furniture in the temple. In contrast, in the New Covenant, every piece of furniture that belongs to the true temple in the heavenly places is now revealed through Christ's lampstand churches. Revealing the ministry of the altar of sacrifice, the church is the place of offering where we present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. In addition, we know that there was a tangible economy of offering that operated within the lampstand church in Jerusalem. We read in the book of Acts, "Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each one as anyone had need." Revealing the ministry of the laver, the church is the place where we are washed by the water of the word, so that we are cleansed and sanctified for our priestly service. Jesus exemplified the ministry of the true laver when he washed the feet of the disciples during the Last Supper. We recall that Jesus said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Revealing the ministry of the table of showbread, the church is the place where the word of present truth is proclaimed by Christ's messengers as the true bread from heaven. Jesus Christ has appointed overseers to serve in the presbytery for the purpose of ensuring that all who belong to the church receive food in due season. The bread from heaven is the provision for the house-to-house fellowship of the church. The lampstand church in Jerusalem received the word that was publicly proclaimed by the apostles in Solomon's portico, and they then broke bread from house to house. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 4 verses 34 and 35, John chapter 13 verses 14 and 15, Matthew chapter 24 verse 45, and Acts chapter 2 verse 46. For further study, Acts chapter 2.